Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Canterbury Retail India Limited Q3 and 9 months FY 2026 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Before we begin, a brief disclaimer: the presentation which Canterbury Retail India Limited has uploaded on the stock exchange and their website, including the discussions during this call, contains or may contain certain forward-looking statements concerning Canterbury Retail India Limited business prospects and profitability, which are subject to several risks and uncertainties, and the actual results could materially differ from those in such forward-looking statements. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Vijay Bansal, CMD, Canterbury Retail India Limited. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good evening, everyone. On behalf of Canterbury Retail India Limited, I extend a warm welcome to all participants joining us for the Q3 and 9-month FY 2026 earnings conference call. Joining me today are Mr. Deepak Bansal, Whole-time Director; Mr. Basant Goel, Whole-time Director; Mr. Surendra Nigam, Chief Financial Officer; Mrs. Poonam Chahal, Company Secretary; and our Investor Relations Advisor from Matching Capital. We trust you have had the opportunity to review our Q3 and 9-month FY 2026 results. The earnings presentation and financial statements are available on the stock exchanges and the company website. We are proud to report another landmark quarter with profit of 45.1 crores, reflecting the strength of our strategy, robust 9-month FY 2026 performance, including 20% revenue growth, 27% PAT growth, and a strong 6.3% same-store growth SSG, demonstrates the enduring trust of our customers. The recent GST rationalization has provided a meaningful boost to consumer sentiment, further supporting demand across our portfolio. We continue to expand our footprint while deepening customer engagement. We believe that companies with strong brand equity, fast execution, and extensive retail reach are best positioned to capture this upswing. Our continued investment in store expansion, product innovation, and customer experience provide a solid foundation for the next phase of growth. Importantly, we are progressing well on our Vision 2027, a strategic blueprint aimed at expanding our retail presence and reach, improving efficiencies, and cementing Canterbury's position as a dominant force in India's fashion apparel landscape. I now hand over the call to Mr. Surendra Nigam for giving updates on the financial and operational performance of the quarter. Thank you.
Thank you, sir, and a warm welcome to everyone. Standalone performance highlights for Q3 FY 2026: revenue from operations for Q3 FY 2026 grew by 19% to 264.4 crore as compared to 222.6 crore in Q3 FY 2025. EBITDA for Q3 FY 2026 grew by 31% to 95.2 crore as compared to 72.5 crore in Q3 FY 2025. EBITDA margin for Q3 FY 2026 improved to 36% as compared to 32.6% in Q3 FY 2025. PAT for Q3 FY 2026 grew by 31% to 45.1 crore as compared to 34.4 crore in Q3 FY 2025. PAT margins for Q3 FY26 improved to 17.1% as compared to 15.4% in Q3 FY24. Now, standalone performance highlights for nine months FY26. In nine months, revenue from operations for nine months FY26 grew by 20% to 599.1 crore as compared to 501.3 crore in nine months FY25. EBITDA margins for nine months FY26 grew by 27% to 186.2 crore as compared to 146.4 crore in nine months FY25. EBITDA margins for nine months FY26 improved to 31.1% as compared to 29.2% in nine months FY25. Coming to PAT for nine months FY26 grew by 27% to 66.5 crore as compared to 52.3 crore in nine months FY25. PAT margins for nine months FY26 improved to 11.1% as compared to 10.4% in nine months FY25. On the operational front, we continue to scale efficiently with a total of 646 stores across the country, covering a total retail area of 8.82 lakh sq ft. These results are from the strength of our business model and our ability to drive consistent, high-quality growth. We may now open the floor for Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may please press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Pawan from Ratnatraya. Please go ahead.
Can you explain what is the sq ft for the mature stores that you have used to calculate the SSG? And what was the revenue per sq ft if you can outline?
So I think voice was not clear. Your question is, what is the per sq ft sale in terms of mature stores and how? Right?
And what is the minimum sq ft of those mature stores? Sorry.
Mr. Pawan, can you use your handset?
That has been used to calculate the SSG. I'm using my handset. Is it not clear?
Yes, sir. Please go ahead.
It's not completely clear. Can you please repeat the question again, please?
What is the sq ft area that has been used to calculate the SSG, which is for the mature stores? And also, what is the revenue per sq ft of the mature stores that has been used to calculate that particular SSG?
So I can broadly give you the answer. If I take my L2S per sq ft store sale, which we can be considered as a mature, last year, the overall store running for the year, this year, that is the 100 for the quarter, it is 1,018 as compared to 962 last year. And if I take nine months, it is 790 rupees per sq ft as compared to 743 rupees per sq ft last year, which can be taken L2L as a mature store.
That is revenue per sq ft. That is the number that you gave us, right? Correct?
Yes. Yes. Revenue per sq ft.
And what would be the sq ft that you have used to calculate it exactly? I mean, what is the sq ft?
Exactly. So our total area is 8.82 lakh sq ft. But the question I replied in terms of L2A, that is 7.08 sq ft lakhs.
Oh.
Because for this mature store, I'm taking the definition of L2L, and the difference is this one. So new store in last one year has been removed.
Right. Okay. Got it. Got it. Thank you. So the answer I got was it was 1,018 revenue per sq ft.
For the L2L.
For the older stores, correct?
LTL, yeah.
Okay. 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 Thank you.
Quarter.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Ankit Shah from White Equity Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking my question. Sir, employee cost is very well controlled. So how are we managing this in spite of the store expansion? Can you help us understand this better and also share the trajectory going forward?
So what I got the question is salary is being maintained, right?
Yes. So employee cost, yeah, salary cost is very well controlled. The salary cost is not growing that fast in spite of the store expansion. So how are we able to manage this and the trajectory going forward?
So our store is approximately 9 to 10%, right? So this is the third quarter. So obviously when the third quarter revenue is slightly higher, but overall 10% is my salary cost at this front end level, and going forward the trajectory will be approximately same. So we are controlling in a manner that this is approximately plus minus 0.5% is a different thing. Otherwise, it's approximately 10%, 9 to 10%, and going forward in the same trajectory.
Okay. Can you share the number of stores in the franchise model as of December 25?
The total number of franchisee stores is 131 out of total 646, which is 20%.
Perfect. Okay, and sir, in case of franchise stores, the inventory is on their books or is the inventory in our books only? The finished goods inventory
over
franchise stores?
Inventory in all the stores, including franchisee stores in company's books. It's a stock transfer and all the merchandise which is sold to the end user is in company's GSTN. So including franchisee stores, all 646 stores inventory is coming in company's book.
Perfect. So in case of franchisee, they own or rent the store on their books. But inventory
yes,
is
all the front end cost is there. All okay. The front end cost is there. So they are getting a fixed commission net of GST, whatever they are selling in a monthly basis, they are getting a commission which is in the range of 27 to 28%, and all the front end costs including rentals, salaries of their employees, electricity, all front end costs to be bared by them. And we are taking the deposit against the inventory what we are supplying.
Perfect. So the commission expense in the annual report, that was about 6%.
Largely that.
So this is that. Okay. This is helpful, sir. That is from my side. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Naitik from NV Alpha Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thank you for taking my question. So my question is, you know, we've seen about 5 or 6% of SSG give or take, and with that we have done almost 26% gainless EBITDA margin. So I, and if I look at your 3Q, you know, it's usually very good in terms of EBITDA margins, both in top line and margins. So I want to understand the seasonality better, because if I look at the gross margins, they are not as high, you know, but your EBITDA margins are. So it's clearly not better pricing that you're getting in 3Q which is leading to this. So I want to understand the seasonality in the margins.
Absolutely. So we need to understand how the sales is growing, right? So always Q3 is better in terms of sales because ticket value due to winter is high. Now the even this is the margin is same, 60% margin quarter on quarter, say we are been maintaining, but the store expenses are mostly fixed in nature. So that is why I always see third quarter EBITDA or in fact PAT margin is always very high because sales are higher and better margin we are getting because mostly fresh sale is also there. October was almost fresh then. So third quarter sale in terms on we are maintaining obviously the gross margin at a same level. So that is why this quarter particularly your EBITDA margin is high.
Got it. So basically if I were to put it in one sentence, it's because the ticket size is higher, average bill values
correct.
Are way higher compared to other quarters. That is this more leverage.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Got it. And sir, another question is, you know, there were some gratuity provisions or changes made. So have you taken those in the employee cost or yet to take it or the impact?
All been considered. All been considered. All the gratuity, employees, quarter on quarter basis, everything has been considered. There is nothing new. We are already providing the new labor law rules. So everything has been taken care of. Everything is accounted for in these numbers only.
Got it. Okay, sir. That's it from my side. I'll fall back in the queue if I have questions. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
The next question is from the line of Harshit from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Good evening. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. Just a couple of questions from my end. Yeah, so just a couple of questions. So what would be the sustainable level of SSG that we are targeting going forward in the next 1 or 2 years?
Same. In any of the earlier commentary as well, we are targeting 6%, 5%-6%, which is a long-term sustainable number. Maybe a couple of quarters up and down, but long-term sustainable number is approximately 6%-7%.
Okay. And on the GST side, what are the benefits that we have seen in the GST reduction? Have you seen any incremental footfall because of reduction in GST?
So, the day 22nd of September, the GST came, we have seen a great momentum. So, the October was great, November was superb, right? In fact, seasonality effect was also there, wedding effect was also there. December, it was a little bit came down on a flatter side, but overall quarter is fine. January was the same case, and now it is again picking up. So, the momentum is definitely there. GST rationalization has definitely made the changes in terms of overall business, specifically for retail. So, the momentum is there, and it looks like a long term.
Okay, and just last couple of questions, sir. What would be your guidance in terms of revenue and any gross margin expansion going forward for FY27?
So, we are continuously have a target of approximate 20%+ in terms of revenue growth. So definitely this year and next year, our vision statement was clear. By 2027, we are crossing 1,000 crore of revenue mark. And in terms of gross margin, yeah, 58-59% we are operating. And this is probably a couple of percentage or 5% may improve. The target is to make the company 1,000 crore revenue company by next financial year with a margin of 58-59% gross margin.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And congrats. Once again, congratulations on a great set of numbers. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Mehul Kataria from Insight Advisors. Please go ahead.
Sir, good evening. Congratulations on a great set of numbers, sir. Continuing the previous conversation which you just had with the previous participant, on account of this momentum which you're talking about on the GST measures which has come up, do you think that for the FY26 or 27, there is any change in guidance in terms of revenues, especially FY26 for that matter, given the momentum in this quarter continuing?
So that momentum will be continued. We may have a increase a couple of percentage. So always we have been giving the numbers which we feel is hardly feasible. So this financial year, next financial year, this growth would be maintained. At least this growth will be maintained, what we are expecting.
And given this growth momentum, any change in guidance in terms of number of stores opening by the end of this fiscal, is there any guidance for the next financial year as well?
In terms of?
Number of stores, new stores opening?
New stores opening, as we have already always said that we plan to open 75 new stores in a year, and the size of the store is increasing because we are opening the average store size of 1600 to 1700 square feet now. So, as of now, our target is same, but if we see some very good pickup in the demand in the next quarter, then again, we can plan the store expansion in an aggressive manner.
And just continuing on the store expansion, how's the focus with regard to those focus stores for women and kids and all? How is that going along? Means any specific number which you would like to throw on that?
Going along in the same lines, 10% of the stores are exclusive ladies and kids stores. And 20% stores are the family stores. So the expansion is going in the same lines. But the area has been increased not only in the family stores, but in the exclusive men's category and the men's ladies category also. The average store size has been increased.
You have already been giving SSG growth, but has been any calculation numbers when you compare these exclusive women and kids wear stores compared to previous years or anything like that? Do you have those kind of numbers as well in terms of how, what growth are you seeing in those kind of stores on a like-to-like basis?
So the overall, if I take in terms of broad picture, right? So approximately these numbers are same, right?
Okay.
Because yes, we started, so they are taking maturity. In fact, if I'll take ladies and kids store, this is the year where they are started maturing. So we are expecting more sales, right? So from next financial year, it is better the store what we have opened for last 2 years, right? So how they have been behaving. So they are still in the process, but the results in terms of exclusive stores is absolutely as per our expectation. So broadly, 6%, 7% in all those category of the stores is feasible, what we are looking at it.
So given the fact that the base of these stores which are getting mature will keep increasing, do you expect that probably with the maturity coming by, EBITDA margins to improve further in the next fiscal? Means, do we have a, just like revenue guidance on the EBITDA margin, would you like to comment upon it as well?
See, last year, if you see in last 2 years, FY24 was an exceptional year. Then in last two last year, and then last year, we have shown improvement in the EBITDA margin, 15.8% to 16.7%. And we are extremely hopeful this year we have to take it back plus 18% pre-Ind AS numbers. Post-Ind AS, 30% with cash this year. So yes, couple of percentage of margin improvement in terms of EBITDA is always there. We are targeting that.
And so last question, just a bookkeeping question on working capital. If you can just give us an overview about it for currently as well as what do you see expecting in FY26 to close off?
This year, improvement would have been there. Last year, if you see, our inventory days was 121 days. We are expecting to be come down a little bit. But earlier, in all our commentaries, and we have always mentioned, there is an ideal situation for a, for the company is somewhere in between 100 and 120 days in terms of inventory, and working capital is approximately 100 and 105 days. Considering the MBQ of the stores, what the, we need to be there on the shelf, all the stores, so that would be maintained. Not one margin, already the numbers have been controlled in terms of inventory, in terms of working capital, but we keep on working it. So this year, as compared to last year, some improvement you would be able to see.
Okay, sir. Thank you. Congrats once again on the great setup.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Shirinjana Mittal from MS Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity and congratulations on the great set of numbers.
Thank you.
I have a couple of questions. Shivendraji, can you help us understand, like, in, if I look at the realization has come down from 1400 to 1000 rupees, 1100 rupees, and how much of the impact can be justified by the GST rate cut?
Can you please, 1400, I'm not getting it actually, can you please repeat it?
I was just looking at the realization per piece. The realization per piece has come down year on year. There is some impact of GST also, I believe. So I just wanted to understand, like, what is the blended impact of GST on the final price for us?
If I take it the ticket size for the quarter, right, October to November quarter in totality. Right? Ticket size. So it has been not been reduced actually. Overall 9 months is 4,387 is my ticket size. And my average selling price is also 1,070 as compared to last year, 1,026. So it is improved actually by 4% across. So because my ASP has been increased, as let's say my volume is, so balance mix is there. We did not notice any reduction in terms of selling price and ticket size as well, yeah.
Right. Just the GST impact, Shivendraji, if you can quantify, like, in terms of just the final price, how much, like, in terms of realization for us, what would the impact?
GST rationalization, right?
Yes.
So what we did, the day 22nd of September it came, so whatever the inventory would have been there, so as per guidance, we have been passed on whatever the GST benefit has been there to the consumer, right? Whatever the inventory we had. And then we have taken care of in terms of pricing as well, going for new one. So that rationalization impact, you can see customer momentum was there. We have noticed immediately in the 9 days of September, October, November, obviously it came down in the month of December and January. Now it is again started picking up. So momentum is positive, what we can see. And going forward also look like, you know, 2.5 lakh crore of money has been given, pumped in by the government itself in last 1 year for, you know, end consumer. So consumption would definitely have to boost, no doubt about it.
Right. One more question, Shivendraji. The e-commerce sales number, can you share for this quarter and what was it for the same quarter last year?
Yeah. So overall, same e-commerce, that billing method has been changed. So overall volume growth is approximately for 9 months is 11.4% in terms of e-commerce. However, the even after change this billing method, the value has been increased for 5%. So our target is to take it to last year we closed it at 6.2%, and this year 7% approximately we may end up.
So in just in terms of absolute value, how, what would that number be?
In terms of absolute sales of e-commerce, right? We have already 37 CR in 9 months. And
for this quarter, December quarter particularly, what could that number be? And how, what was it last year?
So the, my December quarter number was 17.7 crore.
Okay, and this was last year, for last 30, year this was?
I think 16 something, I just need to reach it. So, because that was also already having a higher value for Myntra and what I explained last year as well, billing method.
Right. Billing method has changed. Understood. Yeah. Just one last question if I can squeeze in. You mentioned we have a 25% growth plan. So out of this 25%, 5% would be SSSG growth and 20% would be led by store expansion. Is that how you're thinking?
So yes, we are continuously at the rate of 20%, and minimum target we are having at 20%. Obviously, it will improve. Right, it may go up to 22, but 25 looks a little bit later on side. And this includes 6%, 7% approximately same store sales growth, and the balance would be coming from the store expansion as well as e-commerce segment, because e-commerce is operating as of now at 6%. Then next year by the 1,000, we are targeting 8 to 10%. A lot of things have been happening in e-commerce. So 6-7% out of this 20 you can say from the same store sales growth, and balance 13-14% would be mix of store expansion as well as e-commerce.
Understood. No, this was very helpful. Thank you for answering my questions.
Thank you, Shrishna.
Thank you, ma'am. The next question is from the line of Anand Mundra from Soar Wealth. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Congratulations on good results.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Anand.
So I wanted to check, what is the impact of the new labor code on the P&L, sir?
So just another participant been asked. So in new labor code, we have already been compliant with earlier one. Our basics was always been 50%. There is some correction in a few cases was there, which has been taken care of. Our gratuity is accordingly that. So all the compliances are mostly in place. If there is any gap, my auditor is also in concert with us. We will take care of that. However, largely 99% all the compliances has been done. We are already in line with that.
Okay, so there is no one-time expense because we are already compliant.
That's what we have been doing, yeah.
Okay. So second question is, what is the profitability of family store versus our traditional men's store? What is the profitability difference, sir?
So, Anandji, the EBITDA is 2% higher in the family stores than the men's stores. So we have a better profitability in the family stores than the only men's stores, because the rental per square feet comes down in the family stores, and the sales vis-a-vis doesn't come down that much. So profitability is higher in family stores.
Okay, that is good to know, sir. So that in that case, sir, are we opening more family stores incremental as compared to traditional stores, or how do you plan this?
So we want to open more family stores, but sometimes it's depend upon the availability also, because we don't want to let go of a good property if it is of a smaller size. So we many times open the only men's or men's ladies store also. But if there is a right opportunity and the good opportunity, definitely we opt for a family stores. And in the future also our focus will be more on the bigger stores only.
Okay. Sir, in one of the slides you mentioned that 50% is repeat customer. So what was this number say 3-4 years back, sir?
Sir, I noticed, I have data as well, the year of COVID, I remember, 21 FY, my repeat was 44, and every year we are noticing 2%. And so it started in 4 years back, 44%, and approximately it is operating as of now, 50 to 52%. Okay. So very finely balanced. New customer is coming approximately maybe couple of percent maybe upar niche ho sakte hain, but largely the fine balance will maintain of 50-50.
Understood, sir. So one last question on online sales. So what is the process? We sell it to all this e-commerce website and they can return back to us if they are not able to sell, or it's on they can't return?
Basically, all the inventory is there with us. We have our own warehouses and all the inventory is made live to our own WMS, our software. And so we don't send the inventory to the marketplaces. It's with us only.
Okay, so whenever there is an order on the website, the bill will be generated from your end?
Yes, yes. The dispatch is done through our warehouses and we are also operating through omni-channels. So the dispatch is also done through our stores.
Okay. And what is the return, sir, in online sales, sir?
Well, the industry standard is something around 30%. So we also have a return percentage of around 32-33%. And we are trying our best to, you know, just get it down around that 30% mark.
Okay. And sir, with respect to our pricing in online as compared to offline, is it similar, sir, or online we are giving more discount, or I don't know, any thoughts on that, sir?
No, the pricing is very much similar and we also try to maintain the parity between the discounts. It's just that sometimes the portals give the discount from their own, pockets whenever there's a sale or during, some sale periods. Otherwise, from the brand level, the discounting is pretty much the same.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot, sir. Congratulations, sir, once again, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Anand. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Ankit Shah from White Equity Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Thanks for taking a follow-up. Sir, we've reported 18% volume and value growth. We've not reported any pricing growth. Can you explain this a little bit?
Sir, this is for the quarter or 9 months we are discussing?
Yes, this is for the quarter that we've reported 18% volume growth for this quarter. And our revenue growth is also similar.
The 18% is the quantity growth. Total.
Yes, quantity. Yes, sir.
That's the number.
So have we not taken any price hikes during the year, or is this because of larger contribution from accessories or low pricing products? Can you kind of explain that?
So in this case, in this quarter, if you say, we have a 18% of the quantity growth, right, in totality. However, the price, the pricing for the quarter itself, if I take exclusively, that not under that much higher side.
Yes, the pricing is not that higher compared to the same quarter last year. So last year, same festive season, third quarter, and this year's festive season, third quarter, the pricing has not changed as per the reported number. So what would be the reason for it? So either you've taken a price hike, but accessories, etc. have brought down the price per piece, or is there something else? If you can, share some light on that.
Yes, there's a change in the mix, obviously, because my ASP for the quarter, this is what we are talking about company as a whole, not L2L.
Right.
So yes, if this say my ASP is this is almost same. Last year it was approximately 1492 and this year 1491. So the change in the mix is there.
Okay.
Agree, you are right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. So we are selling more of lower priced products, or slightly cheaper products are selling more.
It's difficult to quantify because it's a mix.
Yes.
Right. So it's a mix is always being there. Plus GST changes are also made. That is also impacting a little bit of, because October and November we completely passed down to the customer because old inventory was there, which was selling. So mostly volume growth, that is also very important, that the volume growth is totally there, and pricing growth is almost visible in terms of ASP. Last year my ASP was 1339 and this year my ASP was 1349. Only marginal difference.
Right.
Very important point. We have increased very good in terms of basket size.
So even the order values has broadly remained same. Okay. They have improved slightly, yes. You're right.
Yes, the order value, because market size is increased, so my order value from the ticket size is increased from 4,500 rupees to 4,900.
Right.
It's a very positive price.
Yes.
Every time the question
comes,
the price increase is there. Yeah.
Yes, yes. Agree with you. Yeah, that's right. So, just wanted one clarification. When we are reporting this volume, does this volume includes the accessories piece, right?
Yes.
Or
yes, that is
purely apparel?
Accessories is also all that company as a whole number is there. So, includes accessories, ladies, everything, all the categories.
Okay. So, one question I had was on the branding side. So, we've done very well in terms of efficient retailing, even, you know, early entry in some tier 2, tier 3 cities, and we're doing well that side. But what are we doing for branding? I mean, if we take, for example, Peter England or Louis Philippe Vuitton, etc., you know, there the focus on branding is quite there. So, you know, we can see those brands around. But our logos are not visible, so in terms of advertising, etc. So can you share your thoughts around, you know, this in terms of your plans for the medium term for the company from 3 to 5 year perspective? Is there any thinking on this side?
So our branding goes both in the traditional way and the digital marketing way. So we are doing both kind of ads. So for the new stores, we are doing aggressive advertisement campaigns, and for the old stores, we are doing majorly SMS campaigns. But our main strength lies in the location of the store, because location of the store is such a good location that we don't need much marketing support. The signage size is big, the store facade is good. But yes, when it comes to the future, we planning to go for some aggressive advertisement campaign like brand ambassador kind of thing. But that's not a plan in the short term. Maybe after a year or two, we go with that kind of brand.
Got it. That's it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
The next question is from the line of Tanmay Roy, from an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Actually, most of my question has been answered.
Yeah.
I just wanted to check, like, how you are seeing that next Q1 shaping up, because remember last Q1 it was like completely washed out and we got a negative SSG. So how this quarter is shaping up? Do you think we'll be able to maintain that 5-6% of the same store sales growth?
So this we are discussing Q1 FY27, right?
Yes.
So it looks positive, because last year also we have a positive number in that is FY26 Q1 also we have a positive number. Yeah, the growth
was 26 Q1 it was minus 1.3 SSG.
No, Q1 of FY26?
Yes.
No, it was plus. Q1 FY26 was plus. It was very good actually, 11.3% Q1 FY26.
No, exactly. The result came in, just now I opened the PPT and it was showing like minus 1.3, maybe you can...
Maybe last again. Year, maybe FY25 you are talking about, FY25.
Yeah.
Q1 FY25 or minus, yeah.
Yeah.
So Q1 FY26 was positive and we are expecting better Q1 FY27 as well. It would be...
This is the first. Okay. Q4 and Q1 are the best quarters for us, right? So.
In terms of, yes. Q3 in terms of EBITDA margin and sales as well, and Q1 is also good. Q2 is slightly pressure side. That's all the quarters are good.
Great. Okay. So, and as per the long term goal, we are looking at 20% growth, like which is currently
20% growth,
800 something. So maybe 160 crores extra for the next year. I mean 27.
For the next, yeah, same 1,000 crores. Is on the card definitely 20%.
And with the margin of like PAT of margin of how much you are expecting to the same?
We are expecting a PAT margin because of GST rationalization and everything plus 12%. Maybe 13%. We'll look at it. But whatever we are coming, it is definitely going to improve couple of percentage.
Okay. So I think that's it. I got most of the questions been answered. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Arpan Rathod from Insight Advisory. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Congratulations on a great set of numbers. I have a couple of questions. My first question is,
how do we track fashion? Can you tell us more about how the changes in merchandise which we do?
So we have been majorly doing the basic kind of clothing, but yes, we are introducing some fashionable garments also for the younger generation. So this year into the testing phase. So as we get the response, we will increase the share of the fashionable garments in the total collection.
Okay. So we expect this to be more prominent from Q2 onwards or Q2 FY27?
Yeah, bro, after Q2 FY27 only we may be increasing, but as we haven't like tested the waters completely, so let the outcome let us to conclude about it, then only we will be able to give the clear picture.
Sure. Sir, this is more of a qualitative question. We see the competition is not doing great, and we have been consistently doing a good set of numbers. So any secret sauce which we should know? You know, numbers have been really great. You know, when I compare other companies in the fashion segment, obviously, you know, I understand there is no direct competition. But otherwise, we are doing good, better than all of them. So any secret recipe or secret sauce which you would want to tell?
Secret sauce should always be kept secret. It should not be revealed.
Sure, sir. Continue doing that. My other question is, now that we, since we have been doing great in terms of numbers and profitability, obviously we are generating a good amount of free cash flows.
Yeah.
The company has been consistent in paying dividends, but can we look at incremental dividend in terms of percentage? Or secondly, you considering that now that we have the recipe, why can't we accelerate our store expansion? And you know, rather than 20% growth, why don't we look at 30% growth or thereabout?
So store expansion has never been constrained due to the availability of the capital or the funds. So we have been doing expansion to the best of our opportunities coming in the retail sector. So, but yes, because we're increasing the size of the store, the expansion will be a little faster.
So if you see, coming back to the question, we have increased continuously our retail area. Numbers may be risky, but now opening the bigger store. So in last 1 year, December to December, if you compare again, 1.44 lakh square feet of area has been added. So now we are opening the bigger store. Plus earlier also I said ki there are 10% approximately, you know, renewals are due because we have 600 plus stores now. So we are opening more, but at the net side, it took some time lesser. However, the square feet is continuous.
Sure. And any, so India has signed a couple of trade deals. The European trade deal is more relevant considering that, you know, it opens up the textile and all for. So any thoughts there, though we do our own branded stuff only, any thoughts there, you know, going to Europe once it opens up?
So in single brand retail, there is already 100% FDI allowed in India. So I don't think there will be much competition coming. But if it will be coming, yeah, we are very much prepared to tackle it. And with the kind of marketing footing we have, like we have 650 stores, 300 cities, so it will not be easy for any new brand to compete us with at all the places and at all the locations.
Sir, my question was reversed. Are we looking at an export opportunity?
We are. We are doing in Nepal. In the market established. So we are looking at it. Let's have a better opportunity curve because master franchisee can only be given so that inventory risk can be eliminated. So, but not immediately you will be able to see later on. So very focused areas we have, but yes, that is open.
Great, sir. Once again, congratulations on a very good set of numbers. All the best for future quarters. Thank you.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Anand Mundra from Soul Wealth. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Sir, thank you for giving me opportunity again. Sir, wanted to understand about our gross margin. What is the reason for the improvement in this quarter, sir?
So, same thing, Anandji. Whenever the quarter one, you see the margin. Gross margin
I'm comparing, sir, Q3 to Q3, sir. Last year, Q3, our COGS was 39%. This year, it is 36.9. So, 2.4%.
2% improvement is there. So, yes, some correction in pricing as well, plus efficiency, little bit involvement is there. It's a mix of those. Some correction of pricing is also there.
Okay. And then one suggestion, on slide 12, we have given COGS, and when we are giving gross margin or COGS in slide number 33, they are not matching because over here raw material expenses are only taken. Over there something else is also clubbed into COGS.
Mm-hmm.
So if I want to compare FI25 numbers with YTD FI26, I can't. Correct, no?
I'll check it and come back to you on this. I'll check it, come back. Maybe okay. Some typo error would have been there. I'll check it and come back on you on this.
Okay, and one last question on this. What is your gross margin guidance for, say, this year, sir, or including, it's similar to last year or will be slightly improvement, sir?
You will be able to see some improvement. Maybe a 1%, but some improvement would have been there.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Thanks a lot, sir.
Thanks a lot, sir.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star and one now. Participants who wish to ask questions, may please press star and one at this time. The next question is from the line of Hitendra Pradhan from Maximal Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. So my first question is, few data points, made it to data points. So what was your rental cost for the 9 months?
Total rental cost for the 9 months, right?
Yeah.
Sir, this is approximately, I'll just give you the exact figure. My total rental cost is 74 crores.
74, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
And the ESOP cost?
Which one?
Any ESOP cost part of the T&D adjustment? No ESOP cost.
No.
Okay. And this would be, sir, for the full year, it would be, what would be the rental cost?
Rental cost for the full year would be approximately 95 to 100. Last year it was 83 crores. This year it would end up approximately 100.
Understood, sir. And sir, I think in the beginning of the call, you answered regarding the mature store, what was the space and, the SSSG was coming around 6%. And the space growth was somewhere around, I think, 22% or 25%, around that number. So, sir, I just wanted to understand, for our new stores, which have been opened in last year, so how are they ramping up and what is the expectation, what is the current, sales per square feet on the new stores and what is our expectations of them ramping up, eventually, and what is the timeline for them to, come to the mature store level?
Earlier also, whenever we are opening the maturity period for the store, we are considering as 2 to 2.5 years, and when that is also our payback period, so 2 to 2.5 years. So as I just explained, my matured store, if it's I'll take that has been grown from 743 to 790. However, my overall company is per square feet 746 as compared to 790. So you can say new store delivery is approximately 675 rupees, you can say. And over a period of time, when it has been matured, it is coming to the maturity level in 2 to 2.5 years.
Got it, sir. And sir, again, to reiterate previous participants' point, most of the players have, kind of struggled to post good numbers this quarter, citing the festive mix shift and the overall winter demand-oriented issues. Sir, again, you know, just want to, you know, understand what kind of helped you know, achieve good SSSG and overall numbers this quarter. I mean, was it due to your geographical mix, which is good towards, you know, north and west, or, you know, your product positioning, you know, if you can just, you know, give a little bit more color on that?
So, we have ASP of like 1,050 rupees, and most of the brands are either above this ASP or below this ASP. Very few brands are operating in this kind of ASP. So we have competition, we have very good efficiency in the operations, and company long-term fundamentals have kept very strong. So all these things over a period of time have made up these numbers. So it's not just functioning of one quarter or two quarters.
Right.
It's a long-term vision and a long-term effort.
No, sir, yeah, that makes sense. Just wanted to see if you see any kind of demand softening in, you know, any of your, like, you know, geographically or, you know, any tier one, tier two mix. By the way, sir, you are present in mostly in tier two, tier three cities, or what is our mix, if you can guide us?
So our mix is 20% stores are in tier one, 40% in tier two, and 40% in tier three towns. And demand has been good in all the tier one, two, three towns. So there is no particular category which is delivering more and other category delivering less. So we are-
You're not seeing any demand slowdown necessarily in tier two, tier three cities?
No region witnessing slowdown. Every region is contributing equally.
Got it, sir. And in your assessment, sir, like, you know, again, you know, previous participant, you know, pointed, you know, asked, I just want to, you know, again, you know, push you on that. So, sir, you know, this business is about, you know, finding, you know, the trends or catching the trends and, you know, keeping very fresh inventory in the shops and all. So, sir, what has been your strategy around that? I mean, do you do it, do you use any kind of, you know, tech platforms, or do you, what is your, you know, strategy, and how do you achieve that? How do you execute on that, you know, to have fresh inventory, fresh trends, in your stores?
So trend forecasting has been done through the research, both online and offline research. So we have a team of designers, merchandisers, who do this activity every season. So trends have been done, forecasting, and we believe that the more we refresh our inventory faster, the better will be the sales. So we have a vision to be that not more than 1 year inventory should be at the fresh stores. So we are trying to bring down the aging inventory in the stores. So that's why the results are getting better day by day, because we are moving towards the better rotation of the inventory at the stores.
Yes, sir. So what is your internal target to, you know, churn out the inventory? How, or like you, if you suppose, you know, the inventory doesn't get sold off, so how soon you basically, you know, churn them out and replace with your inventory in your kind of, you know, close and all? What is your internal metric for that?
So, any product which is getting 1 year old, we move it to the FOs and the online space, because online space is also for the clearing the leftover inventory.
But you keep the clothes for 1 year in your stores. You don't even
Any inventory clothes.
Push it out within a quarter or two quarter, you know, like that.
1 year.
One year, we are keeping it.
Okay. Okay, sir. And final question is, what was your, like, I didn't catch the parts where you, you know, mentioned the working capital and the inventory days. Working capital days was 100-120 days, if I caught that right. What was the inventory days this year, last year?
Inventory,
for 9 months?
FG. Yeah. Finished goods inventory days target is last year 120. We are trying to kind of came it down, and you will be able to see some lesser numbers. Working capital, that is net of creditors, that would be approximately 100-105 days. So working capital 100-105 days, and inventory days is in between 110-120 days.
And what is your target, sir? Or do you want to, you know, be
this? So this is the target, because considering our MBQs and my shelf requirement, my ideal number is 120 days. 4-5 days, we may came it down, but there's no drastic change you'll be able to see, because I have to keep 5 piece per square foot in my shelves and back end 2 piece. So 7 pieces are my requirement. And considering it's the cost, my 3,000 rupees per square foot is the cost. So very simple. If you take it to 9 lakh today, square foot of the space, 270,000. So that is 270 crore. That's inventory. So that would be the 120 days.
Got it, sir. Got it, sir. Okay, sir. All the best.
Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for today. I would now like to hand the conference over to management for closing comments.
To conclude, 9 months FY26 has demonstrated our commitment towards annual targets for the FY26. Our results reflect the enduring strength of the Cantabile brand, the disciplined execution of our teams, and the growing appeal of our products among consumers across India. The first 9 months of FY26 have been encouraging, marked by robust financial performance. As we enter the final quarter, we remain focused on delivering long-term value to our shareholders. And with a resilient business model and healthy balance sheet, we remain confident in our ability to sustain our growth trajectory. We thank you all for your time today and for your continued trust and support in Cantabile Retail India Limited. We look forward to engaging with you in the upcoming quarter. We hope we have been able to answer your queries. Please feel free to reach out to our CFO or IR team for any clarifications or feedback. Thank you all.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Cantabile Retail India Limited, that concludes this conference call. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you, everyone.